Good morning, listeners. Today we have Daniel Hay, Director of Power 2 Brisbane, an accounting and tax firm located here in Caboolture, with offices located in Slacks Creek and Brisbane CBD. Daniel is in today to share some essential tax planning strategies you shouldn't miss before the end of financial year. Welcome, Daniel.
Thanks for having me, Debbie. It's great to be here once again.
It's great to have you. So, Daniel, as we approach the end of the financial year, what are some key tax planning strategies that businesses should consider?
Well, Debbie, there are several tried and true strategies that help businesses maximise their tax benefits. One of the first things to consider is prepaying expenses. Things include items like rent, insurance, and subscriptions. By prepaying these for up to 12 months, you can bring the deduction in this financial year.
That's a great tip. What about dealing with bad debts and obsolete stock?
Absolutely. If you have debts that are over 9 months old and deemed unrecoverable, you should write them off. The same goes for unsellable stock. Just make sure everything is documented before the end of year to ensure it's all in order.
Good to know. Now, what about staff bonuses and gifts? How do they factor into tax planning?
Bonuses are a big one. They must be paid before the 30th of June to be deductible. Additionally, gifts under $300 that are infrequent and non-entertainment, like gift cards, are tax deductible and FBT free. It's a nice way to reward your staff while also benefiting from the tax deductions.
Speaking of deadlines, what should businesses keep in mind regarding superannuation payments?
Superannuation contributions must be received by the fund of the employee before the 30th of June to be classed as deductible. Record-keeping programs like Xero, Myob, QuickBooks and their clearinghouses have actual cut-off dates for this to occur. So it's important to process these by their cut-off dates. So for instance, Xero, their cut-off date is the 14th of June. Myob is actually the 16th of June, and your Reckon and QuickBooks programs are actually the 19th of June.
That's a crucial point. What about trust distributions? I know they can be a bit tricky.
Yes, businesses operating via a trust structure must have a distribution resolution signed on or before the 30th of June. If not done so correctly, the trustee may be taxed at 45% on the taxable profit of the family trust in that financial year.
And Daniel, what about those claiming vehicle expenses? What should they remember?
If using a logbook method to claim vehicle expenses, don't forget to record your odometer reading at the 30th of June. It is a small detail but very important for accurate claims.
Finally, Daniel, how important is it to review your business structure at the end of the financial year?
It's very important, Debbie. End of financial year is a great time to review your business structure to ensure it still meets your needs for growth, risk and tax efficiency.
Those are some fantastic tips, Daniel. Before we wrap up, any final reminders for our listeners?
Yes, Debbie. For every claim, ensure you have a valid tax invoice or receipt and a proof of payment, like a bank or credit card statement. Also, remember Part 4A, General Anti-Avoidance Rule. If your only reason for doing something is for a tax benefit, it could be denied. Always have a commercial or legitimate purpose behind your actions.
Great advice, Daniel. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing these valuable tax planning strategies.
My pleasure, Debbie. Thanks for having me again.
That was Daniel Hay, Tax Accountant and Director of Power 2 Brisbane, keeping our community informed. Listen again on 101.5fm.com.au and search podcasts.